This is a story that we covered initially last year. It's a pretty unbelievable story of a man from Guelph who went missing. He was on a vacation with his wife, and he went missing in Joshua Tree National Park. It was last July, and he has not been seen since. And this past weekend, a number of searchers were out there once again looking for Paul Miller. And last year, we spoke to his wife, Stephanie, and she joins us on the line again now. Hi, Stephanie. Thanks a lot for doing this.
No problem. I'm glad to be talking to you.
It's hard to believe so much time has gone by and not a trace, not a sign. What's that like for you?
Well, it's really hard to deal with because there's no kind of closure of any kind. After all this time, it would be a miracle if he came back. I don't know if that's realistic, but there is no kind of closure. So I've been missing him every minute of every day for the last 10 months, but there's still that little inkling of a possibility that he's still out there somewhere.
Well, you know, in reading the story then and reading the story again now, I think, what would give you and your family hope would be the fact that nothing has been found, not a trace of anything he was carrying or anything he was wearing. And has anybody suggested to you that they should have found something by now?
You would think that something would have been found. It's been 10 months. The park has been doing a great job with their search efforts. We've seen the GPS tracks of where they have covered, just the amount of people, they used dogs, they used all kinds of things to find Paul. And I think if he was in the park, they definitely should have found him by now because their effort has been great.
Can you go back to, just in case anyone's not familiar with the story and didn't hear us when we spoke to you last year, can you go back to that morning, that day, and what happened leading up to him going missing?
Yeah, we went for breakfast, and it was our last day of our vacation. We were about to check out of the hotel and go and get our plane in Las Vegas. So we were going to spend the last day in Las Vegas. And there was one trail that we didn't get to because there was a rainstorm the first day that we got there, so kind of put our schedule behind. And after breakfast, I knew that I would just slow him down, and I knew he really wanted to go see the oasis. So after breakfast, I decided that I would finish packing, and he would go and do the last trail, get the pictures to show me, and that he would be back in about an hour and a half, maybe 2 hours, and then we would continue our trip home. And I think the one thing that still bothers me is I can see him standing in the doorway saying goodbye, but I still can't remember what color shirt he has on.
Oh, wow. Now, I'm assuming he had a cell phone with him.
He didn't carry anything. He carried water and just the camera. That was it.
I know that you guys have two kids who are young adults. What has the last 10 months been like for them?
They both deal with it in different ways. One's a boy, one's a girl. So it's been hard, I think, too. Their dad's not there for them, and he was always there for them. So it's hard for them. We've gotten closer because we've had to lean on each other a little bit more. But just, again, not knowing, and I think my son's pretty angry about the whole thing. Mm. And my daughter tries to work through some of those feelings, but it's still such a great loss that it's hard to replace.
Have they gone forward with whatever they were doing, school or work, or have they been able to get back to functioning in the real world to some extent?
When I got back from California, my daughter had a wedding that she didn't want to go to, and I said, you know what, your dad would be really mad if we stopped living. So whether we wanted to or not, right from the beginning, right from the moment I got back from California, we continue to do what we were going to do, whether we wanted to or not. I think in the beginning, I didn't want to eat I didn't want to sleep. I didn't want to do any of those things. But you continue to do it just because that's what you need to do, and you need to continue to move on. And again, my husband was so full of life that he would have been horribly angry with us if he knew that we stopped.
You must think about this every second of every day. What is the theory that you've come up with in your head? Do you have something in mind that you think it must have been this?
You know, different people have different theories. I always joke that it was the aliens, but of course that's a joke. But I think there's foul play. If he was on the trail, he was a good hiker, I think they would have found him by now. I think there was foul play and that his body is somewhere not in the park.
You know, it's interesting that you say that, because I was reading that there is a witness who saw him go into the park and who passed him and spoke to him. I would assume that person would have spoken to police as the last person to ever see him.
They did. He did speak to police, and it's because of that witness that they placed him in the park at all, other than the rental car as well. But if it wasn't for that witness, then I'm wondering if they would have searched out of the park.
Do you think that would have been helpful?
Yes.
Are you back at work? Are you getting through every day? And I just don't know how you do it. And I'm amazed that you do it. And I congratulate you, because that's, you know, you got to do it for your kids too. And that's got to be the most difficult thing. But are you working?
I am. I am a kindergarten teacher, and I don't have time to think about my situation when I'm at work. My work consumes me for the time that I'm there, and it's a wonderful break. The staff that I work with all are aware of my situation, but we've agreed not to talk about it at work, just so I have a safe place to go, that it's a tragedy-free zone, I guess.
Yeah. Is there anything our listeners can do to help? Is there a website they can go to? Is the GoFundMe page still open?
The GoFundMe page is still open, and there's a Find Paul Miller site on Facebook and Twitter. So there are things, if you search them, there are different things that you will find information and ways to help and things like that. We're still trying to keep the message out there so that, you know, maybe somewhere, someone has seen him or can lead to us finding him.
All right. Stephanie Miller, thank you for checking in with us, and good luck. And we will keep you in our thoughts, and hopefully we'll have some good news one day and we can connect again and talk about that. So thanks again.
Okay. Thank you.